how will I feel in 1 hour? And how can I look at this differently? I feel like if people just took those two questions and they purposely and intentionally injected them into every decision and every moment in their life, and they just committed to it for the next 14 days, they'd make exponentially better decisions, and they would see a much wider set of decisions that they can make or how they can view things so that they're happening in their favor.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas, and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And today we're going to each talk about one question that we've been using as a tool in order to better our lives and better our businesses. And I've got one that I've been using. And Lori turns out that she has one that she's been using. And we're talking about it on our walk. And I'm like, oh, hey, babe, I've been asking myself this thing lately. And, you know, here's the results. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I've been asking myself this thing lately. And here's the results. And so we said, well, obviously, we got to share this on the show. So we're each going to share one question we've been asking ourselves as a tool in order to get the results that we want in our life and in our business. Mm-hmm. So, babe, who's going to go first? You or me?
Let's have you go first.
Okay.
I want to hear yours.
All right. So I'll go first. So let me frame this with what my goals are. My goals are to be as fit as can be this summer. As a matter of fact, I bet my mastermind, my elite mastermind, where we meet in person, I bet them that if I was not back into the same, like, really good shape that I was just a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, that I would teach an entire day of the mastermind with my shirt off. Now, this would be like torturous to me. Like torturous. If I had to do that while I didn't feel in shape, it'd be the worst thing ever. And so I knew I needed something that was going to strike the fear of God in me in order for me to really follow through. And good news, it's working.
Oh my God. I didn't know this, babe?
Oh my God. I thought you knew this.
Well, all I'm picturing is people like uploading you doing it without your shirt on. Like,
fear,
where are they at? This is so weird.
Oh yeah. You have no idea the fear that strikes in me, but this is, I don't want to get off track, but I always talk about manufacturing pain points, right?
It's a good one.
The reason why people don't grow to the extent in which they want to grow in life, their life, their bodies, their business, their bank accounts, whatever, is because they get trapped in things being good. Like right now, I'm in good shape, but I'm not in great shape, and I want to be in great shape. And that path from good to great only happens when there is a pain point that you can't handle anymore. And the problem is when things are good, the pain points aren't that strong, so you have to manufacture a pain point. And that's what I did. But I digress, because that's not what this is about. So to make sure that I was able to hit this goal, I had to develop some tools. And one of the tools I developed was asking myself this question before every decision, or before every, you know, time I was about to make a decision. How will I feel in an hour? How will this make me feel in 1 hour? And this is applied to a lot of areas of my life now, but I'm just going to kind of start with when I'm about to make a food decision. You see, I love food. Like I love eating more than anything else on the planet, right? You know this. You and I kind of bond over this. And so we make decisions in life, unfortunately, based on the now way more than we make decisions based on delayed gratification. How will this make me feel in a week or a month or in a year? And so that's why I framed this question, how will this make me feel in an hour? Because it still accomplishes that instant gratification that we desire, right? An hour is not far away. That's instant gratification. But it's just far enough out to help me say, well, the cheeseburger might bring me bliss for 15 minutes, but in an hour, I'm not going to feel good when compared to my goals. Mm. Or eating this whole pizza might make me feel amazing for 15 minutes, but 1 hour from now, I'm going to regret it and I'm not going to feel good about it. This one question, how am I going to feel in an hour from now, has been game changing because now I've applied it to my business. I'll give you an example. I do a lot of coaching calls and some days I can't wait for them. Other times I'm like, I'm not in the mood for coaching calls today. Mm-hmm. But before I sit down on one, I'll say, how is this going to make me feel in an hour? Mm-hmm. On the days where I'm kind of like, oh, I don't feel like doing this right now. How's this going to make me feel in an hour? And I realize every single time I hang up, I'm at an absolute high. I love the energy exchange. I love changing someone's life. I love like growing their business. I love talking business. And so I say to myself, how's this going to make me feel in an hour? I'm like, well, actually, I'm going to feel good. I always feel good after these calls. And then I dive right in and then I feel good. So that's my question. That's really been a game changer for me. What about you, babe?
Well, I love that. And it also, I just want to share, we've been talking a lot about that, what you were talking about with just like comforts and how you're going to feel in an hour. And Jackie, your brother's girlfriend, who's living with us right now, they're both living with us while their house gets remodeled, was talking about the book, The Comfort Crisis. And we both want to read it because it talks about how all of these comforts that, you know, that we live in this world today, just having, let's just use an example, like how things are so easy. Like we have gyms, we have dishwashers, we have washer and dryer. We have so many things that are just at our disposal.
We've become addicted to convenience.
We've become addicted to convenience, drive-throughs, fast food, delivery, things that just are not that challenging anymore. We've taken away all of these challenges that our brain actually love and thrive on solving. And so now, you know, because we are wired to look for the problems and to look for solutions. And the thing is that we are now taking all of those things away. So guess what we're focusing on? Smaller problems that are making us miserable. Like, why do I not feel happy? Why do I feel depressed? Why am I so bored right now? So really interesting just looking at that, which I can't wait to read that book. So with that said, I am actually using parts of that within what my question is. And that is, how can I look at this differently? Like, how can I reframe this fear or this discomfort?
How can I look at this differently? That's freaking good.
Mm-hmm. This discomfort that's coming up in my business. You know, just like maybe I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety around, is this going to be done on time? Am I going to... You know, am I going to be able to perform at the level that I want? Am I going to get all of the results that I want? Am I going to be able to be the person who's going to be able to solve this problem? And instead of asking disempowering questions, it's really like, okay, how could I use this for me? How can I look at this differently? How can I look at fear differently? And the answers that I get is that I'm going to use fear and I'm going to use all of these pain points and this stress to know that that is where I'm actually getting better and I'm expanding, that that is where the opportunity is. And when there's no problems and when I don't have fear, there's no opportunity for me to get better. There's no opportunity for me to practice. So I'm viewing this as just a massive, massive like boot camp in leveling up super fast and mastering my mindset. So I know that if I can take the emotion out of that, that's actually another question. It's kind of layered questions that I ask when all my fears come up. It's like, okay, how can I reframe this fear or this anxiety or stress to know how it's happening for me and making me better? And then I start looking for how it's making me better.
The core question though, how can I look at this differently? That is so freaking powerful because think of it. It applies to, oh, I don't feel like doing this work today. Well, how can I look at this differently? Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today. Well, how can I look at this differently? I don't want to make this investment and be missing out on that money. How can I look at this differently? I don't want to constantly be fighting with my partner or my friend or whatever. How can I look at this differently?
Yeah.
This is a freaking game changer of a question because it's a pattern interrupt.
It is.
It makes you stop because we look at everything through our default. We look at everything through our paradigm. You know, our paradigm is just all of our experiences that have turned into a set of beliefs that we see the world through, right? And my paradigm is different than yours and it's different than the listeners. Everyone has a different paradigm. It's impossible to have two perfectly same paradigms. And so this is a pattern interrupt that interrupts your paradigm. And no one's paradigm is 100% correct, by the way. It interrupts your current paradigm and makes you say, wait a minute, if I had to look through different lenses, how could I look at this differently?
You know, if we're being super vulnerable, like we had a rough day yesterday. We had a great day and a rough day all in one day, which is also like such a, I love talking about that, how you can have a great day and a bad day all in once. It doesn't make it a bad day. We were just, when we say a rough day, we were just really missing California and California weather.
Well, explain the details. It's 103 degrees out. We're stuck in the house in the middle of the day.
We, Chris and I, are so active. Like, I don't think people understand how active we really are. Like, we, when we lived in California on the weekend, sometimes we would go for three different 3 mile walks or more. Sometimes we would go.
No, we would wander for 9 to 12 miles during the day.
We would wander all day long. That's what we would do all day. We'd grab the dog, we'd grab our wallets, and we'd go to, we'd walk to lunch 3 miles away, and then we'd walk to dinner, and then we'd walk to the beach, and then we'd be gone all day long. Sometimes wouldn't come home until 7, 8, or 9 at night. And we're like, God, I think we put on like 15 miles today. Yep. And that's what we would do on the weekends.
Yep.
And so now we're kind of like, oh my God, we can't go out in the, like, we didn't realize how much this would impact us. And so we were out for a while in the morning, just kind of bumming around. And then the afternoon came and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Like, we didn't want to work. We wanted to make sure we took that time off and like connected and bonded. And we didn't want to go to the mall. We didn't want to go out to eat and we didn't want to be inside. We wanted to be outside moving our bodies and talking. And it was just this moment of feeling super trapped and suppressed. And you guys, we're both like Sagittariuses. We're both super, freedom is like one of our main, most important assets. What am I trying to say?
Core values.
And so for us to not feel like we had the freedom to do what we wanted, we were both like suffocating together. And so I'm like, just had this crazy moment of just like tears. Like I just felt like I didn't know what to do. And it was a moment of how could this time in our life, or how could this be working for us? And we just had to get creative and start listing gratitudes and what we're so grateful for being here, and why this could be really good for us, and how this can be making us look at life different and things different, and what this is actually offering us and bringing us. And it took us about an hour, maybe 2 hours to work through, but we ended up having the best day after that. And knowing that we're just going to have to really reframe every single time that comes up and figure it out.
It was, how can I look at this differently? Mm-hmm. Right. And that was, that's such a powerful question. So these two questions, how will I feel in 1 hour? And how can I look at this differently? I feel like if people just took those two questions and they purposely and intentionally injected them into every decision and every moment in their life, and they just committed to it for the next 14 days, they'd make exponentially better decisions and they would see a much wider set of decisions that they can make or how they can view things so that they're happening in their favor. You know, my tattoo says, live as the universe conspires in your favor. And that's what your question is. It's, how can I look at this differently? How can I find the silver lining in this? How can I see that this is for me? Mm-hmm. Right? And I feel like, so these two questions could change everyone's life.
You guys, thank you so much for always tuning in. We love, love, love seeing who's listening. So give us a tag at Chris W. Harder. I tagged you the other day at just at Chris Harder.
Yeah, I know. You gave some other guy all the love.
And give me a tag and let us know what your biggest takeaway was from this. And if you're going to use these questions, if this helped you today, this morning, wherever you're at.
And speaking of Instagram, one of the DMs that I get the most from all of you is, my business feels flat, or my business feels stuck, or I feel like I'm not growing fast enough and I see everyone else growing around me quicker. You know, what can I do for my business? And I've been stewing on that. I've been sitting on that. And you know, our masterminds are 6 months long and they're a year long and they're totally full. We don't have any more this year. And I haven't had an answer for all these DMs from you until I did what Lori said. Well, how can I look at this differently? And it hit me like one of the greatest ideas I have ever had. I'm so freaking excited about it. Now, those of you that listen to my show, you've already heard me drop this on you. But those who only listen to this show, you haven't heard this yet. And I have created a hybrid between a one-on-one VIP day and all the benefits of a mastermind. And Lori makes fun of me and my team makes fun of me, but I call it a fastermind because it is this tiny condensed container of just a couple of days that will change your business and change your life because we are going to get together as a very small group. We're talking just 4 to 6 people right here in the house. We're going to roll up our sleeves and we are going to problem solve every single thing that you face as a group in your business to get you from where you are right now to where you want to go in a much faster capacity than any other container where we do it over 6 months or over a year. Now, it's not for everyone because you need those containers where you're together for 6 months. You need those containers where you're together for a year. But if you need like that injection, that shot, that fast track right now, if you need to be like, I got to change my life in 2 to 3 days, then this is probably for you. Now, to see if you're eligible, the first step is this. I want you to grab your phone right now and I want you to text me the word faster. Yes, I know it's called a fastermind. You can make fun of it, but I freaking love it. Text me the word faster to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word faster to 310-421-0416. You and I will start a little dialogue back and forth, and then we will see if you are a fit for one of these very small, limited, amazing life-changing seats. So again, text me the word faster to 310-421-0416 and we'll get the conversation started.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in and we will see you next time.